Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Russia announces change in Syrian strategy. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country is now supporting a leading Western-backed opposition group in joint operations of Syrian troops against Islamic State militants. At a meeting with his top defense ministry officials, President Putin said for the first time Russia provided air cover, weapons, and supplies to the Free Syrian Army, which has long been fighting the Syrian army. If confirmed, this would represent a major policy shift for Russia, which has been accused by the U.S.-led coalition of striking moderate rebels in efforts to support Syrian President Bashar al-Assad instead of bombing Islamic State targets. A bombing and gunfire struck a diplomatic area of Kabul Friday night, killing at least two people and injuring several others. Emergency officials say the attack occurred in the Afghan capital Sherpur neighborhood. The Taliban claim responsibility for the attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a lot of progress was made at the U.N. climate talks in Paris, but some very difficult issues must be resolved. Secretary Kerry met with French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius today after what sources said was a hard night of negotiations among the 195 nations at the Paris meetings. The final agreement and conclusion of the talks was extended by a day until Saturday. The biggest disagreements have been over how much financial responsibility poorer nations should take for the cost of cutting greenhouse gas emissions. A Burundian army spokesman says 12 gunmen who attacked military bases in the capital today were killed as soldiers clashed with their attackers. 21 attackers were captured, along with some arms and explosives. The government, meanwhile, has not declared a state of emergency. This is VOA News.